The artistry of life is all about being the practitioner of life. It means that you view life as a participant rather than an observer. We all face the same challenges in different degrees, learning how to properly navigate and overcome those challenges is a necessary part of becoming the ultimate being.
So what is your desired result, right? What is your end state? What are you going after? How do you want the situation to be resolved?
You said something earlier, man, when you were like, you know, we're intelligent enough, right? And for me, for that, I'm like, you know, because again, you mentioned belief, right? Because when people believe stuff, like you say, you have to question that belief, right? And for me, it's like your belief sometimes when people believe stuff makes me question the level of intelligence, or not even level, just the intelligence right there, right? Because it's like your belief system, right? Like you said, okay, we'll grow up with different stuff happening in our life, you know, there's a point where, you know, it's like, okay, here's the line right here, I draw it, right? I have to challenge that. Because that's the same thing with me growing up in Nigeria. There are certain beliefs I had, and then when I came here, started learning different stuff, I'm like, wait a minute, okay, this clearly doesn't make sense right here.
Yes.
And I have to change that. And again, because I changed my belief system, it changed the person that I am right here.
Yes.
Right? So, I mean, I just wanted to, you know, highlight that right there.
Yeah. Intelligence can be measured on many different scales involving many different factors.
Okay.
So let me just point that out, because getting good grades in English and, you know, in math and science or in all your subjects is one form of intelligence. You know, I've met someone that probably couldn't do any of that, but they can take apart an engine without a manual.
Okay.
Right? That's a different form of intelligence, you know, or someone who just has the hand-eye coordination to play, you know, soccer or basketball or football without really being taught. They just see they can do, right? Like that's enough. That is a form of intelligence.
Yes.
So intelligence can be, you know, depending on what you're measuring, you know, I just want to put that out there first and foremost, depending on the scale of what you're measuring, right? Like, because there's also a saying, like, if you judge a fish intelligence by its ability to climb a tree, you would think that it's stupid, right? So that's one thing that I've always lived by. Like, we gotta, you know, we have to be careful of how we're classifying, you know, who's intelligent and who's not. When it comes to human beings, because all human beings are highly intelligent, capable of high intelligence, right? Again, neuroscience, psychology, everybody says that, you know, there's no limit to, they're still discovering other potentials of the human being, right?
Yes,
like, there's
yes.
no limit, you know, to what the human mind is capable of. The only limitations that, the only thing that limits a person from growing, thinking, all those things is them, their beliefs, you know, their ability, you know, to expand themselves, to grow, to push past certain boundaries.
Yeah.
So in a situation like that, I don't really charge it up to the person's intelligence, you know, like, I just say, and I put that out there as something constructive, so when people listen to that, they can say, yeah, I am an intelligent being. Mm-hmm. I do call myself an intelligent being, right? So it's more for them to pick that up and affirm it to themselves, like, you are,
yeah.
right? And so now, to exercise that intelligence, use it, right? You know, use your logic, right? Like, you know, logic and emotions have two functions, but use your logic and apply it to situations. Because it's the answers that any person needs in their life for whatever problem, challenge, or situations that they're experiencing can only come from them. The answers and solutions that they're looking for can only come from them.
Yeah, yeah,
no one can give you an answer or give you a solution. You have to be able to derive and come to that conclusion and that solution for yourself. Someone can give it to you and you can take it, but you still have to go through the mental process of, okay, I'm going to have to apply this to my life. And you're still going to have to execute until you validate to yourself that this thing is going to work. And then you're like, okay, let me go and execute. And then you thank someone for guiding you and helping you, but the answers come from you.
Yes.
So for the answers to be able to come from you, it requires a growth within that person, right? Yes. It requires for them to use other faculties of their minds, of their brains, mm-hmm. And of their minds that they weren't conditioned to use or they don't use quite often, right?
Yeah.
The emotional faculty, it is very powerful. Used correctly and mm-hmm. channeled constructively, you can accomplish anything, yeah. right? The logical, you know, faculty is the same thing. You know, the thinking, the reasoning, you need that too. So, but it's just up to every person to know when to use which one and how to use them, you know, together to get something constructive and productive. Because then that's really the next step, is that when you engage in, when you're faced a situation or you're a challenge or a circumstance, what is your desired result, right? What is your end state? What are you going after? How do you want the situation to be resolved, right? Because if you want it to be resolved a particular way, then you start working towards that solution. Then you start, but if you want it to, you know, if you want it to end in a manner that's more appeasing or, you know, appealing to you, then that might not work out the way you think, mm-hmm. the way you plan, because life doesn't function that way.
Yes.
Right? So, you know, especially if the way that's a pleasing, appealing to you, that may satisfy your emotional needs is, you know, is with the other party, some type of harm or some type of, you know, punishment or some type of, you know, negativity or whatever mm-hmm. befalling upon that individual.
Yeah.
Right? That's why whenever, and I think every spiritual system says, your enemies, just bless them. You know, because it's not up to you in what calamity or anything that happens to them. It's not up to you. You didn't create them. You didn't make them. You know, you don't control them. It's up to the divine intelligence that governs, you know, life. Right? So, you know, you just bless them and leave them be.
Yeah.
Right? Just like, hey man, assalamu alaikum to you, namaste, peace be upon you, God bless you.
Yeah.
Whatever phrase you want to use, and then that's it, and you leave them be.
Yes.
So I think it's just knowing which tools and which faculties to use and engage in any particular situation. That, right, like that's what I'm more pointing to, right? Like, and when I go, hey, you're an intelligent human being, I'm actually speaking constructively and positively towards you.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you, like, if you don't act in that manner, that you're unintelligent. No, it's the same intelligence still resides in you, right? It's up to you, though, whether to activate it and use it towards, like, constructing something, or you want to use the other faculties towards, because we can build and we can destroy. So what is it that you're trying to do? Are you trying to build here? Right? That's why diplomacy works, man. Diplomacy works.
Yes.
It works 100% of the time.
Every situation.
It works 100%.
Yes.
Even at the point where I don't agree with you. You don't agree with me? Okay, cool. You stay on that side of the table. I'll stay on this side of the table.
Peace.
Peace, man.
Yes.
And by the way, assalamu alaikum.
Yes.
Namaste.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
To you and your family.
Yes.
Right? You just stay over there.
Yes.
Easy. Done deal. Just try it.
Diplomacy definitely does work.
Did you like that episode? Thank you for watching. Let us know in the comments what you'd like to see next. Before you go, subscribe and click that like.